So there's two philosophies that kind of take place. It's the old school meet and greet, dial the phone, versus the new school, which is social media. Where does Veracast fall in that? Where do you fall in that?
Sure. So we have a saying, listen, we love to have, knee-to-knee meetings, right? And we say knee-to-knee, so this way it's not face-to-face, because what we're doing now is face-to-face, right? We're on a Zoom call. Not the same, right? Like, I want to breathe the same air as you, right? And then have that type of discussion, right? Because so much happens when we end and we hit, end this Zoom call, that's it.
Yeah.
But what happened before us getting together? What happens after us getting together? All of that can take place by having a knee-to-knee meeting, right? Like saying, hey, I am there. You're going to walk me to the elevator. We're going to have the after discussion, right? Or whoever it is that, even if it's a host that's walking you out, you get to have asked that one extra question. So what'd you think, right? How do you think it went? Did that one seem like it, did it go well, right? Just things like that you can't get otherwise. Do we use all of the social media tactics? Absolutely, right? From a lead gen perspective, to hopefully drum up some type of demand. But at the end of the day, the knee-to-knee first, we'll take Zoom calls, certainly second, right? Like that's the next best thing, particularly the way how, the world has changed from everybody used to be in the office 5 days a week.
Right.
Now it's a matter of like, okay, when are you going in next? Right. And in some cases, the company I was with yesterday, it's 3 days a week. So you're like, okay, so I can only get you, like, I want to focus in on those 3 days. I still want to have face to face with you. Right.
Sure.
And invest that time, because that's so much more powerful than some of the electronic, just, hey, we'll do a Zoom meeting. All right.
I use technology and I'm fluent in social media, but if I can actually be in front of you, it's far better. You can read the scenario better. Body language is easier to read.
That's exactly it. I too many times, and a couple of years ago up on we had a sales conference and I was presenting to the team. And, I said, listen, the importance of the knee-to-knee versus a Zoom call today. And at one point I went behind the curtain and I was still speaking, right? And I was saying, it's the equivalent of you having a meeting like this. Someone shuts their camera off. You have no idea what's happening, right? On the other side. No idea how to deal with it. I can't read body language. I can't see an expression. Right. I can't see, hey, are they engaged with me? Or are they pulling up this phone, right? Are they doing something else? You're just like, no, hang on. Like, be respectful of both. I'm here, hopefully, again, problem solving a challenge that you have, and vice versa. So, but as soon as that thing goes off, right, on a virtual perspective, you lose it.
No, that's so true.